What's so hot about humiliation? For humiliation play, you either like it or you really, really don't. It's not for everyone, after all. Some folks get all wound up over being embarrassed, blushing and stammering and tripping over themselves in sheerest humiliation. The thing to remember with humiliation play is that it's just that. Play. It's using the physiological response of embarrassment to mimic the arousal response and trick the body into thinking it's turned on. I love to play with humiliation. At a meetup munch in the start of the year, there was a submissive male who tried to speak to me. He called me by a shortening of my name instead of by my full name. I gave him the arched eyebrow and the look. You know the look. You've all seen it. He stuttered to a stop, turned beet red, slowly from the neck up until his ears were burning, and looked down at his own feet. Whatever it was that he was going to ask me went flying out of his head, washed away in a tide of embarrassment. Watching him blush, seeing the physical signs of his emotional response to me, was amazing. When you're turned on, your heart rate goes up. Your blood pressure elevates. You have increased blood flow to your extremities, which results in a blushing effect, and you breathe faster. All those things also happen when you're embarrassed. The trick is, it's socially acceptable to be embarrassed in public. It's less acceptable to be turned on in public. There he was, showing me all the signs of an aroused male, submissively postured, and just so damn cute! I know he had a great time at that munch. He's emailed me, asking to play at a party, and told me how much he liked getting to know me. And all I did was embarrass the hell out of him in public. So, what's so hot about humiliation? Everything. For more, go to my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me 1-800-601-7259 and beg for Harper.